Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the In My 30s podcast. I'm so excited to be recording a podcast again because it has been a couple weeks. Life has just been super, super crazy with school and just all the things that I'm trying to do. Honestly, I probably shouldn't have launched a podcast when I knew I wasn't going to be super consistent just because other things have to be prioritized first. For one, like my family, but two, just other job obligations and stuff like that. So, but I wanted to do this, you know, I wanted to make a podcast and I wanted to be able to have another creative outlet. Hopefully you guys cannot hear the movie theater in the basement going right now. Joey has a little at-home theater down there and he has a pretty loud like sound system bass part of it that like rumbles the whole house sometimes when it's like an intense fighting scene or something like that. So I hope you guys can't hear it. I'm not sure. I probably should have tested that out before starting this. But anyways, some life updates. We have just been living life. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of updates other than obviously I'm still pregnant. If you have been following for a little bit, you know that I was like in my second trimester not too long ago. I'm now in my third trimester. I am currently, I think I'm almost 29 weeks. I might be 28 and a half, somewhere around there. So we are almost to 30, which is crazy. I feel like it's going faster and faster as we get further along. And I feel like spurts of energy coming back, which is so nice. I thought it was kind of the opposite, but maybe not. I thought like second trimester, you were supposed to get like a bunch of energy. And I feel like I didn't have a lot of energy. I was sick pretty much my entire second trimester, and I'm finally not sick. So maybe that's why I have some energy back, but it's been really nice. I've been starting to like organize things around the house. I feel like a little bit of nesting is kicking in. I know it's a little bit early to be like quote unquote nesting, but it kind of makes me excited for what's to come. And, yeah, just like a lot of fun baby stuff coming. I don't know if it's possible to do like a baby haul or like what I recommend for first-time moms on the podcast, but potentially could make a YouTube video out of that. We'll have to kind of think that one through, but that would be kind of fun, especially if you're a mom. And kind of like my current favorites, baby favorites. I also think it'd be fun to just do a favorites in general, like podcast episode or YouTube video, but we'll kind of, if you have ideas or if you have things that you want to hear, please give me your thoughts and input. I love to hear that and definitely apply it to my content when I can. But anyways, today's episode is kind of a fun episode and hopefully a quick one. I mean, I kind of get chatting sometimes and so they end up being a little bit longer. But the goal today is to be a quick and hopefully helpful episode if you are struggling with your fitness journey right now. I feel like I'm struggling a little bit, but only because I'm pregnant and I know that it's just a phase and I'll be able to get back into it. But I feel like this is a good episode for myself as well. So I'm not just telling you guys stuff. I'm actually like kind of telling all of us stuff, I guess I could say. But I made a little list on my phone. I always like to go off of notes so that I don't get off track or like lose where I am or whatever. So you guys know the drill by now. If you see my phone, it's because I have notes on here and I have some things that I thought out before I jumped on the podcast. As much as I would love to just be somebody who could wing it and talk about whatever and have no problem staying on focus, I'm just not that person. When I give like a public speech or a talk or something like that, I have to have everything written out in front of me and I have to be able to read it if I need it. Most of the times I don't even like look at it or read it, but I just need that like sense of security. So I guess we're kind of with that with the phone as well. But I just want to make a disclaimer, like this is not to put anybody down. This isn't to, you know, I feel like a disclaimer just needs to be said in every episode, but also at the same time, like I'm just talking with you guys. Like this isn't supposed to offend anybody. This isn't supposed to be like putting anybody down, nothing like that. It's not supposed to, whatever it could be construed as. I'm just making a fun podcast episode. So hopefully it doesn't come off as that deep. Obviously I told you that this is stuff that I need to hear too, because being in my third trimester pregnancy, most of my pregnancy, I have not had motivation. I have had a really hard time working out and staying consistent, but you know, I know it's a phase and I know I'm going to get out of it. And these are just some tips that I have if you're trying to fall in love with fitness again or trying to get back on your fitness journey. So first things first, obviously everybody knows this one, but find an activity that you enjoy. Find a workout that you actually want to do and you actually like doing, because you're more likely to stick to it. If you hate your workout, you're going to dread it. Literally the hardest part of going to a workout or working out is going to a workout, is what I should say, because you have to get ready. It's like the thought of getting there. But once you're in the workout, I always find I'm like, I'm so glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm doing this. Sure, like my muscles burn. It hurts so good. Like it's not like, you know, it's just, it feels good to work out. And especially after, I'm like always so happy. I never regret a workout. So if you can just get yourself there, right? So you have to find something that you enjoy so you're not dreading going, which sounds easier than said. But like, I remember when I first started back on my fitness journey, I think I really got into fitness like probably 8 years ago when I was going through some really hard stuff in my life. I decided to try out a bar class and I fell in love with it, and I went every single day and I was so excited to wake up. I would literally wake up and go to the 6 a.m. class every single day because I loved it. I wanted to do it. And it was just so much fun for me. And because I fell in love with it, it was easy to get there, which made the workout even more enjoyable because it was something I wanted to do. So find an activity or a type of exercise that you like to do. If you're a gym girly and you like going to the gym and lifting heavy weights, putting in your music, listening to a podcast, stick with it. Do that thing. If you like Pilates, do that thing. For me, I fell in love with cycling and I loved going to like SoulCycle classes and stuff like that, which made it really fun to work out. So again, you just have to find something that you like doing. If you like working out at home and watching a workout video on YouTube and following along, and you can do that, do that. So you just have to find the thing that you like to do. Also setting realistic goals. If you're like, I'm gonna start on my fitness journey and I'm gonna work out every single weekday and Saturday. I'm gonna work out 6 days a week. And you haven't been doing even remotely close to that. You haven't been working out at all a week. That is not attainable. So make sure you're setting realistic and attainable goals. So start out with 2 or 3 times a week. And that is going to be a lot better than not going cold turkey, because that's not like stopping something, but just like jumping into something full force rather than easing into it. You're going to get burnt out. You're going to hate it. So start slow and then ramp up as you feel fit or feel necessary. Create a routine. Okay. I have been loving the whole like routine thing on TikTok. I feel like it's been trending for a little while. Like everybody's talking about morning routines, nighttime routines, skincare routines. There's just so many routines, which can be overwhelming. But if you find something that works for you, if you set a realistic expectation and you start with a routine, like incorporate fitness into your morning routine and say it's like a 30-minute at-home workout class that you incorporate, and you start to do that, it's really hard at first, but as soon as you build that habit, the habit sticks even when the motivation is not there. So build it into your routine. Habit stacking is a huge thing right now, which I love. Like if you like listening to a podcast, habit stack it with going on a walk. Go on a walk for a half hour and maybe that's your workout. I mean, whatever you decide to put into your routine, create that routine, establish it, put intention behind it, and that's really all I got to say. Adam, add your workout into your routine somewhere. I like to work out in the morning, so that's when I like to work out. Joey likes to work out at night. He has so much more energy at night. So after work, that's his routine. Literally, as soon as he's off work, he goes and he works out. And that's just like, he doesn't even think twice about it now because it's a routine. Mix it up is another thing I would recommend to you. Well, and I guess this is kind of speaking for myself because I like to mix things up. I get kind of sick of a workout if I do it over and over and over again. I like to change it up and kind of create like a little bit of spontaneous or like new to my workout, I guess. I don't know if that's even making sense, but like I like to do spin one day, bar another day, spin the next day, lift the next day, and then spin or whatever it may be, or like Pilates on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then spin on Tuesday, Thursdays. I like to change up my workout so that it keeps things fresh and fun and new. And I just think it's fun to mix things up once in a while. If you have your routine and it's the same thing every day and it works for you, stick to that. For me, I just like to change it up every once in a while. And I feel like it doesn't hurt to change it up once in a while, especially for like working different things, toning different parts of your body. Maybe you don't do a whole lot of cardio and you change it up once in a while and do more cardio. Like that is really good for your heart and overall health. Sorry, I'm trying to talk really fast apparently. But the next thing that can help you fall in love with fitness again is finding an accountability buddy or like a workout buddy, somebody that you can go to a class with or check in with and work out with. That can make a workout so much more fun. Like, I love going to a workout class with my friends and working out with my friends. It becomes like a social event rather than just going by yourself, which I love working out by myself. I'm not saying don't do that, but if you can find an accountability buddy where you guys text each other after your workout and you're like, hey, I worked out today, and you just check in and you have somebody who's holding you accountable, that can also be really good and keep you on track for your goals and falling back in love with fitness. Also brings in a little bit of social to your fitness journey too. Okay, this one is kind of like a hit or miss for some people. It doesn't really work for me, but it can work for a lot of people. Like, it works for my husband, but tracking your progress can also help you fall in love with fitness because you're literally seeing your progress, whether that be before and after photos or taking photos, you know, weekly or monthly as you go along in your fitness journey, whether that be like getting a Garmin watch. I actually love my Garmin watch. I'm not a numbers person, but I have been loving the Garmin watch for keeping track of steps, and the Venu, am I pronouncing that right? That's the one I have, and I love it. I'll link it in the show notes. It's such a good watch. I know people love their Apple Watch or their Fitbit. There's like so many different watches out there. The Aura Ring, people have been loving. I haven't tried that one, but if you start to track your progress, whether it be photos or like numbers, that can motivate a lot of people. For me, I feel like it doesn't motivate me as much, but it can work for people. So if you're the type of person that likes that kind of motivation, it may really work for you, and it may help you kind of get addicted in like a healthy way, hopefully not like a bad way, to working out. Focus on enjoyment and not just the results. This is for me. This is what I need to hear right now, because it's really hard to be working out when you're watching your body get bigger and bigger as you're pregnant. And obviously, like, I'm not seeing any results because I'm pregnant. Like, I'm not going to see the results that I want to see when I'm normally working out, and that's okay. But I like the way I feel after, and so that is why I work out. So focus on like being in the present. Like, when you're working out, don't think about what happened yesterday. Don't think about what happened tomorrow or what will happen or work tomorrow or what you're doing later that day. Try to be present and feel what is happening. Like, if you're working your quads, feel your quads working. If you're, you know, whatever, if you're just try to be in the moment when you're in a workout class. And when I'm teaching or instructing a workout class, I really try to get people to be present and not stress out about past or present type of stuff. Okay, this one can kind of work. I know that not everybody can afford to go get a new workout outfit or whatever, but if you treat yourself or reward yourself after a workout, it can be small or huge, whether it be like watching your favorite show. For me, if I stick to a workout routine for X amount of time, I like to go get a new workout outfit because I feel so much motivation and more excitement for working out when I have a new workout outfit. I'm totally not oblivious to the fact that not everybody can go get a cute Lululemon or Aloe Yoga workout set, but maybe it's, honestly, Old Navy has really been stepping up their workout game. So maybe it's like a workout pair of leggings from, you know, Old Navy or something like that. I actually used to have a ton of Old Navy leggings, and I wore those things into the ground, and I'm pretty sure, I think my sisters took a lot of them, pretty sure that they're still going strong, and I've had them since I started working out at bar like 8 or 9 years ago. So Old Navy leggings hold up. Just throwing that out there. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is practice self-compassion. We just got to have a little bit of grace with ourselves, especially this one's for me too. Like, every day when I show up to work out, especially being pregnant, I cannot work out as hard as I used to. I can't hardly even run on a treadmill, let alone like power walking for me is my jam. When I go to a Shred 415 or an Orange Theory class, I power walk. And I used to kind of feel guilty about it because I wanted to run, and that's what I used to do. I used to run a couple miles when I would go to those classes, and that used to be my normal. But now that I'm pregnant, I can't do that. And I have to have like grace and compassion with myself and be proud of myself when I'm power walking. And Honestly, postpartum and carrying that through, I'm going to keep power walking. I think power walking is very underrated. That's kind of what I'm learning, because it when I look at my heart rate on my Garmin watch, my heart rate gets up there. Like, my heart rate gets pretty high when I'm power walking on an incline. Everybody knows the, like, 33:10, or what is it? 33:12. Is that what it is? 12:30. I'm messing it up. But when you walk on an incline at 12% for 30 minutes, that workout is so hard. If you haven't done it, you have to try it. It's such a good workout. And your quads are going to burn, your glutes are going to burn, like, especially your calves are going to burn. It's just a really good workout. And I think it's underrated. I think a lot of people are kind of hard on themselves if they're not running. But, and this can go for anything. Like, if one day you're lifting 50 pounds and the next day you're doing 40 and the next day you're doing 35, like, have grace and have compassion with yourself. Be proud of yourself for just showing up and staying consistent on your routine. For me, I feel like it's more important that I stay consistent with my routine than it is for me to PR and do better every single time that I work out. So hopefully this kind of helps you get some ideas going and sparks a little bit more excitement about working out. I can be your accountability buddy. We can connect on any of the social media platforms that I'm on and we can hold each other accountable. And whatever you need, you guys, we can chat about it. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you're new here, make sure you subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or you can find us on any platform that you get your podcast on. And you can find us, sorry, there's so many social links now apparently, but you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, all at McKenna H. Ashcroft. And then we have a call you, or we have a, and then we, sorry, you guys, I am like talking way too fast today, but we also have a In My 30s podcast Instagram. So you can follow us there too. But I hope you guys enjoyed and I love you so much and I will see you next week. Bye.